Viennese music, since the dignity it enjoyed under Wagenseil, has under Haydn sunk into triviality. Haydn's music is eccentric and bizarre and projected without control. Haydn's caprice has apparently had evil effects on his music. Just name me one solitary product of Haydn in which caprice is not at the bottom of it all. You won't find any, unquote. Hoo-hoo. Well, the musically challenged aside, the Opus 33 quartets, of which The Bird is one, were met in other quarters with great enthusiasm. A contemporary review printed in Hamburg in Kramer's Magazine of Music in 1783 said in part, and again I quote, "These works, Opus 33, are praised and cannot be so enough, considering their greatly original humor and the liveliest, most pleasant wit found therein. I know that C.P.E. Bach in Hamburg, who in the normal course of events avoids products of lesser talents than his, and who by nature has a most delicate musical palate, expressed his complete satisfaction with these brilliant works," unquote. Now, we'll return to this issue of Haydn's musical humor in the next lecture. For now, back to his relationship with the young and frankly extraordinary Mozart. Haydn, for his part, would allow no criticism of Mozart either. After the Viennese premiere of Mozart's Don Giovanni, which, by the way, was not well received, certain passages were criticized in Haydn's presence. Oh my goodness, we can easily imagine various dim-witted arbiters of Viennese musical taste making grand critical statements of Mozart's Don Giovanni in front of Haydn, vying for the great man's attention, hoping against hope for Haydn to validate their abject stupidity. Haydn's reported response? "I cannot settle this dispute, but this I know. Mozart is the greatest composer that the world possesses today." Bing, bang, bong. After hearing a number of Mozart's string quartets that Mozart dedicated to Haydn himself, Haydn took Mozart's father, Leopold, aside and told him, this is Haydn telling Mozart's dad after Haydn has heard Mozart's quartets, quote, "I tell you before God and as an honest man that your son is the greatest composer known to me either in person or by reputation. He has taste and, what is more important, the most profound knowledge of composition," unquote. Hey, is this not what every parent wants to hear about their kid? And I can assure you, Leopold Mozart was thrilled out of his boots. If Haydn was vain about anything, it was his operas. For much of his life, he fancied himself as being among the great composers of opera. In 1781, Haydn boasted in a letter to his publisher about his opera, La Fedelta Premiata. And now I quote Haydn's letter. "I do assure you that no such work has hitherto been heard either in Paris or perhaps Vienna," unquote. And in March of 1784, Haydn wrote, with not a small trace of conceit, quote, "Yesterday my Armida was played for the second time to great applause. They say it is my best work up to now," unquote. Well, then Haydn heard and saw Mozart's The Marriage of Figaro and Don Giovanni. A lesser man, my friends, a lesser man would have been shocked and embittered by the recognition that someone 25 years younger than himself was so much better at something he thought he was really good at. But not Haydn. He threw up his hands, he shrugged his shoulders, and he took everyone who would listen and told them that Mozart was the man. Mozart was the bomb, the operatic numero uno. For example, in December of 1787, a great admirer of Haydn's, someone named Franz Roth, asked Haydn to compose an opera for the city of Prague. By this time, Mozart's The Marriage of Figaro and Don Giovanni had both been performed in Prague to rapturous audience response. Haydn, who had no intention of going head-to-head mano a mano with Mozart, responded to Herr Roth this way, and again I quote Haydn. "You want me to write an opera buffa for you? I will do so, most willingly, provided what you want is to have a vocal composition of mind for yourself alone. But if it is with the idea of producing it on stage in Prague, I simply cannot comply with your wish. I should be taking a big risk, for scarcely any man could stand comparison with the great Mozart.